Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County iSmile Coordinator Martha Hernandez about National Children's Dental Health Month.
How long have you been the iSmile Coordinator for Washington County?
I started with Washington County back in September, and I've been there for about 4 months now. Okay. And basically, I've been focusing on learning the program to make sure, you know, we're completing all of our activities and getting to know the community as well. I think that's important to know what's going on in the community to be involved.
Where did you come from prior to being the iSmile Coordinator?
I was in private practice before. I've been a dental hygienist for about almost 3 years now, and I was a dental assistant before, again, so in private office. So it's really different from coming from private office to public health, but I've been learning a lot about public health, so it's really exciting and I love it.
Why is February celebrated as National Children's Dental Health Month?
I am not sure why it's in February, but I'm guessing, Valentine's Day. I've been doing some Valentine's Day activities to be involved with your teeth, loving and caring for your teeth for some of the kids. I've been doing oral hygiene for daycare kids, mostly targeting those kids that we have not targeted in our fluoride varnish and sealant program.
How young should children, at what age should they start practicing dental health habits?
Soonest the better. We definitely, even at age one, we start recommending that they see a dentist by the age of one. We try to get our parents to be involved in oral hygiene at home. The kids are never going to do it perfectly, so it's really important that the parents are involved in training them as young as one so they can start getting that technique and starting to learn to take care of their own teeth.
What is the purpose or the functions of the iSmile program?
The iSmile program is mainly a gap-filling service program, and our main goal is to find dental home for all of our kids. And we also serve for iSmile at school as well, which we do sealants for qualifying schools, and also we do fluoride varnish for schools. We do dental screenings as well.
And how else do you get involved with the county as far as, you know, trying to help improve dental health?
As far as getting involved, we stay in close touch with the dentists in town. You know, we can try to work with the other events going on in town and be involved. We've recently participated in the STEM program that was held by Kirkwood, and that turned out really well. I did a sugar and beverages game for the kids, and we had a really good turnout for that, and a lot of people were really surprised to find out how much sugar was in some of the beverages and as well as the kids, so it was really fun.
You said that was for the STEM program?
Yes, that was for the STEM program.
What are the proper methods of brushing or flossing that parents should be teaching their children at a young age?
At a young age, we definitely want them to focus around the gum lines. A lot of times we focus on brushing on the crown of the teeth, but a lot of the plaque or the bacteria that sits on our mouth is in between our teeth and around the gum line. So that's one of the areas that we focus on, training kids to do the bath method of training brushing, which is holding your toothbrush at a 45 degree angle to get the gum line as well as the crown of the teeth. So not only focusing on the crown of the teeth, but focusing on the gum line as well. And as far as flossing, it's very hard for young kids to do proper flossing, but we do recommend that they get trained to do the C-shaped flossing, which is flossing both sides of the teeth. And sometimes we do floss picks for kids, which is a lot easier for them to handle. Of course, we do recommend the parents being there for the kids to guide them and train them how to do it as well.
For those who may not have or cannot afford dental insurance, how does iSmile, try and help those people?
So those that don't have insurance or they just haven't been able to try to find one, we do have our social worker that works with some of the insurance, and we do try to help them to apply for some type of insurance. Otherwise, we do dental vouchers for those that qualified. We do vouchers for transportation as well if they need transportation to get to a dentist, if they don't have a way to get there.
Why is children's dental health important?
I think it's really important because our main goal is that they don't have cavities at a very young age. It's very hard for them to get treated. A lot of dentists don't want to see them at the age of one. So they wait until they're 3 to be able to get seen by a dentist, and we want them to have a good experience. We don't want them to have dental trauma, so it's really important that we start at a young age to train them to take care of their teeth. It's very important they use it every day as far as eating, speech, and just an overall health. So it's very important.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Eye Smile Coordinator Martha Hernandez about National Children's Dental Health Month. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.